Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Father, indeed your presence is heaven to us. All that we need is your presence. And we thank you that your presence is here. This morning we give you glory. We establish your throne here on earth. We thank you that your will is done and your purposes are established. This morning unto you shall the gathering of the saints be. Receive our worship, Lord. Receive our worship. And let it be a sweet smelling fragrance unto thee. Lord, visit us this morning as you come. Speak your word unto us. Holy Spirit, have your way and bless us. You will never live here the same. We experience you, Holy Spirit. May we have a change in our lives. We love you. Jesus, we love you. Holy Spirit, we love you. We give you glory. In Jesus the blessed name. And let everybody that hear the sound of my voice shout a big amen. Hallelujah. Kindly look to the eyes of somebody and say, neighbor, I believe you are the right place and at the right time in the right church, serving the only right God. And you know that is right. Jesus is all that we need to have all our needs met. Today, Jesus is meeting your need according to his word. Amen. Let's put those hands together. Hallelujah. Once again, we are welcome to the presence of God. We are welcome to the house of God. And I believe that God will never leave us the same. Amen. We want to go straight into God's word. And we are privileged this month. God has been speaking to us through his word. And the prophetic theme is that overflowing in the supernatural life. Say, I'm overflowing in the supernatural life. Overflowing in the supernatural life. Life. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Prayer is the gateway to open heavens. Prayer is the gateway to open heavens. Whenever you pray, you bring heaven down on earth. Whenever you pray, you open your heaven. And for that matter, you bring heaven down on earth. So prayer is a gateway to an open heaven. When Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, taught them that when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Which presupposes that when you pray, pray that heaven comes down to earth. So prayer is what brings heaven here on earth. Because the very first statement of Jesus' teaching concerning prayer is that let that which is in heaven also pertain here on earth. Praise God. So anytime we pray, we experience heaven on earth. It is the strength of heaven that made Samson the number one man in the world, full of strength. That made him the strongest man on earth. Praise God. The strength of heaven is what made Samson the strongest man. It is the wisdom of heaven that made Solomon the wisest man on earth. So anytime heaven comes down to earth, there is a change of level. There is a move that surpasses the natural ability and the natural realm of operation. We saw it as in the life of Jesus in Luke chapter number 3 verse 21. The Bible says that it came to pass that as the people were being baptized, Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven opened unto him. Praise God. As Jesus also being baptized and praying, I've explained this scripture many times, that most of the people that went for John's baptism went for repentance. After hearing the word, okay, then baptize us. We have changed. Baptize us. But they went into baptism without prayer. It was only Jesus who went into baptism with prayer. And the Bible says that as he was praying, the heaven opened. Praise God. And the opening up of heaven means that heaven came down unto his life. From that time, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And from there, we saw the move of God upon his life. Praise God. What am I saying this morning? When we talk about the supernatural, one way that you will understand the supernatural life is when heaven is here on earth. When you are experiencing heaven on earth. In other words, when your heavens are open, then you are living the supernatural life. What does it mean to have your heavens open? When you are walking in limitless possibility. When nothing limits you, when all things are giving obedience to you, when every situation is bowing to you, it's an indication that your heavens are all open. And you must understand that all this that we are saying came by virtue of prayer. By virtue of what? Prayer. Jesus taught them that when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth." So it was through prayer we experience heaven. Jesus said that whatsoever is bound here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever is loosed here on earth shall be loosed. So you see, heaven will definitely respond when there is an action here on earth. And that is prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. So to live in the overflowing life means to have your heavens open. And this morning in this service, may your heavens be open in the name of Jesus. May you begin to experience heaven on earth in your life as a man born as a supernatural spirit being. May you begin to experience heaven on earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, we understood from our previous lesson that even though you are born supernatural, even though there is a heaven experience for you, it's not every child of God that is experiencing heaven. It's not. Praise God. Yes. It's not every child of God. Therefore, there are certain commands that one needs to issue in order to unlock the supernatural in your life. Praise God. And for that matter, you come to the realm of the overflow. You come to the realm of the overflow. And this service, one of the commands that unlocks the supernatural life in the life of the believer is the name command. Say the name command. I'm not feeling you. Say the name command. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17, we are made to understand, the Bible says that, and in his name, he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name, and these signs shall follow them that believe. So everyone that is followed by signs and wonders must know and have and issue the name command. It takes the name command for you to walk as a sign and as a wonder, and that for this service, for your heavens to open. So once the name command is issued, you come into the realm signs and wonders, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, yesterday at the CTG, we saw what is in the name, and we shared only one. Today, we are continuing. What we said as is in the name, the first thing is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. The Bible says that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Wonder. Is it there? Yes. I say that, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called what? His name shall be called what? His name shall be called what? Oh, I wish you were saying it. His name shall be called what? So what is in the name? Wonders. Wonders. Tell somebody wonders. I'm not feeling you. Say wonders. So anytime you issue the name command, wonders are taking place. Number two, what is in the name? What is in the name? The name is the gift of the Father unto his Son. The name is the gift of the Father unto his Son. In Philippians chapter number 2, let's start from verse number 9 to verse number 11. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 9. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every name. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Then the last verse says that, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What a blessing. I'm not feeling you. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. He says, given me that is above every other name. So the name of Jesus is the gift of the Father unto his Son. It is the Father's gift to his Son. Romans chapter number 11, verse number 9 says that the giftings of God are without repentance. Whenever God gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back. So the name that is above every other name that has been given to Jesus can never be revoked. It can never be retracted. You see, no matter what your name is, that name cannot surpass the name of Jesus Christ. No matter whatever name you may know, no matter how powerful that name may be, or how strong that name is, no matter where that name is coming from, or who gave that name to, it cannot surpass the name of Jesus. Why? Because the name of Jesus is above every other name. I pray for somebody today that let this name of Jesus be over your life today. And let it work for you. So what is in the name? The name is a gift of God to his Son. Number three, what is in the name? The name of Jesus is self-anointed. It is self-anointed. It is self-anointed. In Songs of Solomon, chapter number 1, verse number 3. Songs of Solomon, chapter number 1, verse number 3. He said that because of the savor of thy good ointment, thy name is an ointment poured for. Therefore do the virgins love thee. What a blessing. He said that thy name is an ointment poured for. The name of the Lord Jesus is an anointed name. It is a name that is secured in an oil. He said that because of the savor of thy good ointment, that name is as ointment being poured for. It is flowing. The name is flowing. So anytime you mention that name, an anointing is released. Anytime you speak that name, some power is released. The anointing actually simply means the power of God at work. The power of God at work. The power of God at work. That is the anointing. Is anybody here with me? So, anytime we mention that name, we experience supernatural life. Because what is in the name is that the name is anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, again, in Mark 16:17, look at the wording very well. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And he went on to say, in my name. In my name. What name are we talking about? Oh, come on. You see, you cannot say it. What name are we talking about? The name of Jesus. Now say that in my name they shall cast out devils. By the mere mentioning of the name of Jesus, demons are fleeing. Oh, come on, I wish I have the right people. By the mentioning of the name Jesus, the Bible says that you will speak in a new tongue. The new tongue is not ratarababa radikadeya. It means that your song, your tongue, your testimony, your prayer will even change. Is somebody here with me? You will speak in another tongue. You will speak in another tongue. You will speak in another tongue. Now, go continue. Verse 18 says that even when you take up serpents. I don't know anybody who has tried that before. Serpents are not animals to play with or to joke with. No matter how friendly they can be, they can still be dangerous. And therefore, You don't mess up with them. But the Bible says that because of the anointed name of Jesus, you may take up serpents by mistake and they will never harm you. If perchance you drink any deadly poison, the Bible says that it shall not hurt thee. You will lay your hands on the sick and they shall be healed. We are talking about a name that is savored with an ointment that is being poured. Is somebody here with me? I pray that the name of Jesus, that anointed name, will be made real in your life. And you will be able to unlock the supernatural as you mention the name. Somebody shout, Jesus! It's happening. Again, the name of Jesus. What a blessing. The name of Jesus is what makes all satanic power bow. All satanic power bow to that name. All satanic power. All satanic power. All, not some. All. All. No matter who they are, no matter where they come from, so long as they hear the name of Jesus, they must bow. And we have already read it from Philippians chapter 2, verse number 10. Say, wherefore has God highly exalted him and given him a name? That is above every other. And at the mention. At the mention. So you can be a child of God and not experience supernatural life. All because you are not bringing the name to bear. You are not engaging the anointed name, the self-anointed name. Hallelujah. You are not appropriating the name of Jesus. You know, we've had witnesses of people where, they have to call on things and call on inanimate things. They have to call on mountains and trees and river bodies when they are faced with a challenge. I heard a story of a woman who was sleeping in church. And you know, those days, the old school church had benches. And she happened to sit at the tail end of the bench. And she was sleeping in church. So when it was offering time, she didn't know that the people were waking up to go and give offering. So when all the people got up, then she was sitting there, so her side tilted. And she almost fell. And she shouted, "Amen, boy!" In church. You are laughing. But sometimes when you are faced with a challenge, that is when you call the God you know. And many of you, in your sleeping, you may be attacked by certain demons or having some bad dreams or nightmare, and you cannot mention the name. I've had people telling me that, "Pastor, I could not mention the name." Hey, if you come to that point, it means that challenge, you are far. You are very far. Is somebody here with me? Because the name of Jesus is the only name that responds to demons. They must definitely bow. When that name is heard, bam, they all align. They must give way. I pray that today, as the name comes out of your mouth, from this day, may you begin to experience all demons bowing in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody the name command.
The name command.
In my name. In my name.
So the name of the Lord Jesus is the name that makes all demons to do what? To bow. I don't know about you, but I see demons bowing right now. They are taking cover in the name of Jesus. Somebody is blessed. Again, what is in the name?
Signs and wonders are wrought in the name of Jesus.
Signs and wonders are wrought in the name of Jesus.
Acts chapter number 4, verse number 30. Acts 4:30. The Bible says that by stretching forth thy hand to heal,
and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders, let me tell you. We don't just speak. We don't just heal. We don't just expect miracles. We don't just assume it. We don't just think it. We don't just wish it. We don't just wish anything happening. Everything that is done to the believer, every miracle, every testimony, every grace, every favor is purposeful. I always tell you that we don't pray expecting that God will answer it someday. We don't pray thinking or worried as to whether God will answer it or not. Whenever you pray and you feel like, oh, I'm not too sure as to God will answer it or not, then you didn't pray in accordance with the will of God. Because whatever we pray, or whenever we pray in accordance with the will of God, the Bible says, He heareth us. And if He heareth us, then it means that He is doing whatever we prayed for. So prayer, once again, is not a wishful thinking. It's purposeful, knowing that whatever you pray for has been granted. So when you pray for healing, expect healing. When you pray for breakthrough, expect breakthrough. When you pray for an expansion, an enlargement, when you pray for anything to happen, expect it done. Is somebody here with me? No. We don't just assume things, and we don't just expect things to happen anyway, without us knowing exactly what we are doing. Prayer is not just trying to rattle around and just to feel or satisfy our ego, or make us think that, oh, come on, we have prayed, and then therefore we should expect. It is already done. I said it is already done. The Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly, far more abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So it's not only about what you pray, but what you think also. Many a times, most things that God has laid upon my heart, or the things that I think of during my prayer moments. Most ideas have been released when I'm praying. Especially when I'm praying in tongues, then the Lord will lay something on my mind. It will just come to my spirit like that. And upon implementation, you realize that everything is in place. I pray that may you come to that realm in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, I say, may you come to that realm in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that by stretching forth your hand, not by mere way of luck, they stretch forth their hand to heal. And the Bible says that signs and wonders. I pray that any time your hand is stretched forth, let signs and wonders be done. The other day I was telling you about Moses. Moses didn't just stretch forth his hand, wishing that the Red Sea would be parted. No, he had the mindset of the supernatural. That his hand is not just a normal hand, but his hand is a hand of God. And he saw the Red Sea parted by God using him. So when he got there and the people were after them, pursuing to come and destroy, the Bible says he stretched forth his hand and parted it, and the Red Sea was made. You see, you are not different from Moses. I pray that God will use your hand. God will use your hand. God will use your hand to make way every obstacle in your life, to break every limitations in your life. God will use your hand to heal the sick. Don't wait for the pastor. When you feel when you are not feeling well, you can lay hands on your own self and begin to declare your healing. You tell this body, hey, body, you are COVID-free. You are sickness-free. You are disease-free. In the name of Jesus, I cannot be saved. Most of you, when you are sick, then you'll be looking for the pastor. Yes, it's good. But that should happen when you have finished praying yourself. Praise God. Is somebody here with me? It's about time we begin to experience God more than ever and know Him like never before. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. So signs and wonders are around in the name of Jesus. Again, what is in the name of Jesus? The name of Jesus is our defense against all assaults of the wicked. The name of Jesus is our defense against all assaults of the wicked. What a blessing. Every assault of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. In those days, these days, we don't see towers. But towers in those days were very high and tall and fortified buildings for security purposes. So normally, I mean, towers were built for security purposes. I mean, to be able to see the enemy coming and also to be able to attack the enemy. So towers are built so high so that when the enemy is coming in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. Is somebody here with me? So anytime you mention the name of the Lord, it takes you higher on that tower to be able to know and see that what the enemy is doing and to be able to avert it in Jesus' name. Those days, the nations that had many towers and had tall towers were able to avert any kind of attacks on them. Before you come against them, they would have destroyed you. Is somebody understanding me? And it's very difficult to be able to break through towers because you cannot. So long as they are up there, there's no way you can be able to attack them. I pray that the name of Jesus become a strong tower for you. Oh my God, can I have a witness here? I said the name of Jesus becomes a strong tower for you. It becomes your protective covering. The name of Jesus be your cover. I said the name of Jesus be your covering. The name of Jesus be your covering. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. May you be saved by the name of Jesus. I said, may you be protected by the name of Jesus. Somebody is blessed. Then finally, the name of Jesus is what secures all that pertains to us. It secures all that pertains to us. The name of Jesus secures all that pertains to us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Colossians chapter number 3, verse 17. It secures all that pertains to us. The Bible says that in whatever we ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. What a blessing. The name of Jesus is what secures all that pertains to us. I don't know what you want to have in your life. I don't know the things that you are doing, but you can only secure that thing by the name of Jesus. Is it your job? You can secure your job by the name of Jesus. Is it about your career? You can secure it by the name of Jesus. You cannot secure your marriage by marital lessons 101, the 25 approach to how to become wise. How many of you have tried it and it worked? 101 means by which you can make your marriage work. No. Don't waste your time. Secure it by the name of Jesus. Is somebody here with me? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Somebody is blessed. So, if anyone wants to unlock the supernatural life, you need the name command. Say the name command. From today, I want you to start engaging the name. I want you to start speaking the name. I want you to start declaring the name. Listen, mention the name at all times. Declare it at all times. Because any time you do it, anointing is released. Somebody is blessed. That is why as a church, we sing more of the name of Jesus. Amen. And this goes to our musicians. Make sure your choice of songs mentions the name. Gone were the days You go to church and the whole service from beginning to end, you will not hear any one song that mentions the name of Jesus. Listen, I'm not talking about Nyame or God. Yes, your name, your song can have God. It can have Nyame as in tree. But what about the name Jesus Christ? Ah! That is the name. Because listen, let me tell you a story that my father once said. He said that in a gathering like this, then like they started singing. Onyami kokroko. Onyami kokroko. Praise God. And then the Lord opened the eyes of someone and then saw that while they were singing Onyami kokroko, dwarfs Mutia were part of the celebration. Because that is the song they also sing when they gather. Onyami kokroko, onyami ka, ka, abodi na utumo. And they are also doing it. Dwarfs Mutia. How many of you have seen Mutia before? But if they were singing Jesus is a mighty God, they have no place. Are you understanding me? So that's for me. I prefer the English than the field. You see, we don't sing because the song is sweet. We sing on purpose. We sing on what? On purpose. Purpose. There are many churches when you go, Motia, drops. Dancing and singing because he has all their songs, no, cannot mention the name of Jesus. Cannot. It is the only name. If you say God, you haven't said anything. And God can be anything to anybody. But mention the name of Jesus Christ. And nobody can relate to that name except one person. Is somebody here with me? What a blessing. Be on your feet. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and let's celebrate the name of Jesus just for a moment. Let's celebrate the name of Jesus right now. Come on, raise your hands. Wave it higher. Oh, I wish I have the right people. Come on. Come on. Thank God for the name Jesus. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Come up for the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Can I hear your voice? Come on, mention the name. Celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate the name of Jesus. Come on, is somebody opening your mouth? Celebrate the name of Jesus. Come on, celebrate the name of Jesus.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.